for living and life. Accept it without hesitancy, suspicion, reservation into your mind and heart. A reliable message. So Timothy, you've got these people propagating false teaching, myths, and meaningless talk. Well, you've got to make sure that you counteract it with this true, faithful, credible message, this statement, this summary of Christian truth, a reliable message. But then secondly, a remarkable man is the subject of the message. Christ Jesus came into the world. Remarkable because he came into the world. That implies that he was somewhere else prior to coming. He existed elsewhere before entering this world. Christ Jesus came into the world. He's a remarkable person. It's phraseology that Jesus used of himself in John's gospel repeatedly. For instance, in John 12, verse 14, I have come into the world as a light. I have come into the world. Before Pilate, the Lord Jesus says, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Very clearly, he says in John 16, verse 28, I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Jesus came into the world from the Father. He was with God in heaven, pre-existing eternally as the Son of God. So William Hendrickson says that Paul is simply making use of the Saviour's own way of speaking about himself and is employing language which, having been adopted from his lips by the earliest disciples, had been spread far and wide. So the suggestion is that Paul didn't coin this phrase himself. Here is something that was spread already. It was commonplace as a truth that Christians believed. Christ Jesus came into the world. This remarkable man. It tells us of his pre-existence as the eternal Son of God, one and united with the Father. And that's made clear at the beginning of this chapter, that he is one and united with the Father. Notice what Paul says in verses 1 and 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Saviour and of Christ Jesus our hope. So there's one command that came from two persons, God our Saviour and Christ our hope. They are one and united in commanding Paul to be an apostle. Verse 2, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Grace, mercy and peace come from the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, because they are one and united. And so across in chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul says, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body. He already had an existence before appearing. He was manifest in a body, in the flesh. He who had an existence prior to that, he was manifest, he appeared in the flesh, this one who was one and united with the Father from all eternity came into the world. He's a remarkable man, no normal person. This is no normal human. He was completely human, and yet he was the eternal Son of God who took humanity, human nature, into union with his divine nature forever as Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus came into the world. Christ, you remember, is telling us of his office. He is the one, the Messiah, who has been anointed. That means he has been chosen and appointed to the office as God's promised king. That's the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. God's promised king Christ is the chosen and the appointed one to that office. He is Jesus. That's the name of Mary's human child. As the name John was given to Zechariah and Elizabeth's child, Mary and Joseph were told to call their child Jesus. Here is the human name of this human person, Jesus. So we have his pre-existence. He came into the world, and yet he is Jesus, the man, and Christ, the promised King, the Messiah. He is the Son of God who became man in fulfillment of God's plan. He's the Christ, the promised one, the Son of God who became man in fulfillment of God's plan. And it's so important to notice here, as Paul gives us this trustworthy summary of Christian truth, that Christian truth centers on Jesus and his mission. And no doubt we'll hear many ideas that people have about what Christmas is about. As we're already seeing, it's about family, it's about fun, it's about festivity. No, it's about a person. The Christian message centers around a person and his work, Jesus and his mission. And that's what Christianity is about. It's not about living a good life. It's not about being nice, kind, generous people. That's all good and right. It's about Jesus who came into the world. A reliable message. And the world needs a reliable message today. There's so much falsehood and myths and meaningless talk. A reliable message about a remarkable man. Yes, Jesus, the man. He was Christ Jesus, God's anointed Messiah. And yet he came into the world from his pre-existent glory with the Father in heaven. And then also then finally, a rescue mission, a reliable message. Yes, a remarkable man, a rescue mission. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners are those who miss the target. You've heard the story before, I'm sure, of a man who was traveling down this farm track. And it's noticed on the barn of down this farm track, targets chalked on the farm, and an arrow was in the bullseye on every target. That is amazing. A bullseye on every single target. And then he saw the young boy coming up with his bow and arrow, bringing out the arrow, lets it fly, bang, into the barn. And he goes up to the barn with a piece of chalk, and he rides the bullseye right round the arrow. He's putting the target in afterwards. He wasn't hitting the target. He was putting the target in afterwards. People today think that they can set the target, don't they? We can decide what's right and wrong. Our society is doing that. It's putting the target, what we think is right and wrong. No, no, God sets the target. That's the challenge we have today. And it's a real challenge of convincing people that there is an authority outside of self. Now, that is hard today. I decide what I am. I decide what I'm going to be. No, there is an authority outside of yourself. That's one challenge we've got to face. We've got to get people to face. But then, not only is there an authority outside of yourself, there is an authority above yourself that tells you what's what. And that is so countercultural today. But that's the message, isn't it? Sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners who've missed the target that God has set. But sinners, notice in this passage, of whatever degree. That's what Paul says. That's what he's speaking when he says himself as the chief of sinners. I'm the worst. He says in verse 13, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. Paul blasphemed Christ. He's not the Messiah. That's rubbish. He was a persecutor. He hunted down Christians. He chained them, tied them up and had them put in prison. He was a violent man. He voted for their death whenever he could. He kept the garments of those who stoned Stephen. Here he is, a nasty man. And yet I was shown mercy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. John Calvin says, in Paul, Christ gave a remarkable display of his grace, from which all might be led to entertain a firm belief that no sinner, how heinous and aggravated soever might have been his transgressions, had the gate of salvation shut against him. No sinner, how terrible and wicked he has been, will have the gate of salvation shut against him. Paul's an example of that. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whatever degree and every degree, not respectable sinners, but filthy sinners. As Paul had described earlier, the law, the target, remember that we miss, it's for those, not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, ungodly and sinful, unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for adulterers, homosexuals, slave traders, liars and perjurers. Christ came to save them. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What a rescue mission. He came to save sinners. Sinners, therefore, need saving. And sinners can't save themselves. That's clearly an assumption of that truth, isn't it? That sinners need saving, and they can't save themselves. What do they need saving from? Well, just a couple of pages back in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, Paul tells us the Thessalonians heard the message. It says in verse 9, they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us, welcomed us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Sinners who have missed the target deserve God's wrath, God's judgment, God's anger. They have provoked God. But Jesus rescues us, saves us from the coming wrath. And he saves us to eternal life. As he says in verse 16, for that very reason, I was shown mercy, because that Christ might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Rescued, saved from God's wrath. Rescued and saved to eternal life. What a rescue mission. How did Jesus accomplish that? Well, he bore our sins in his body to the tree. And there, God dealt with him as if he was a lawbreaker and rebel, ungodly and sinful, unholy and irreligious. One who kills father or mother, murderer, an adulterer, a homosexual, a slave trader, a liar, a perjurer. Jesus bore our sins in all their filth and shame to the tree. And God's wrath was poured out on him who was sinless himself, pure and innocent. He took our place, enduring the wrath of God that we deserve, dying, that we might have eternal life and know God's blessing and favor instead of his judgment and curse. That's how Jesus saved sinners. He came into the world to save sinners. So have you accepted this message? Here is a trustworthy message. This is credible. You can put your house on this. You can put your life and your eternity on this. But Christ Jesus came into the world. He who was eternal God came into the world to save sinners. He's a remarkable person. One that we can trust and believe in. That's what you must do. That's what Paul says. Notice that Christ might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him. That's what Christianity is about, believing on this rescuer, trusting in this savior, committing ourselves to the deliverer, who is Jesus Christ. Receive this message, welcome it. I'm glad to have this message because I am a sinner. I am a sinner who has missed the target that God has set. I deserve God's judgment. But there is rescue. There is salvation in Jesus Christ, who came into the world for that very purpose. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Glory and amen. We're going to conclude by singing, what is our hope in life and death? Christ alone, Christ alone.